International opportunity for collegiate ag students. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The National FFA organization each year gives 12 students the opportunity to travel with the International Collegiate Ag Leadership, or ICAL, program, where this year they travel to Asia.
It can be a really life-changing opportunity for students that really do enjoy kind of stepping outside of their comfort zone and learning what true international agriculture and marketing looks like. It's a jam-packed 12 to 14 days for students, but possibly one of the best experiences that College of Ag students can experience is really that global international.
Marty Tatman is an education specialist with the collegiate program at National FFA. He says the best way to learn about international agriculture is to experience it.
Whether that's touring 10,000 head water buffalo operation all the way down to maybe a 7-head goat herd that supplies enough food and money for the women's cooperative that runs that. The program is based to really help students see and understand that international ag is much bigger than just the United States and how the U.S. plays into those different foreign markets.
Now, Tatman says it's a pretty competitive process for students who apply and then get accepted into this program, as you get an in-depth look into international agriculture and its ties to the U.S.
It's a great opportunity for students who are really interested in that international ag marketing or trade piece to get some really great one-on-one time with different people who experience and live in that international ag field every day. We also try and spend a little bit of time with different ag embassies or ag leaders to get their views on how American agriculture affects agriculture in those different countries.
Applications need to be postmarked for the ICAL program by February 15th. You can find the application and more information about ICAL at ffa.org/collegiate. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.